All right, it's clock.
Here goes the first podcast new show.
All right,
so, all right, so yeah. So yeah, this is what's our podcast name?
Restart.
No. This is practice, Ryan. This is just a practice podcast.
I suppose.
Yeah. So what's our podcast name?
Wisdom Dog.
Wisdom Dog.
That shit sounds lame as hell. I was just playing.
Nah. So this podcast is about trying to figure out a name for this podcast.
All right. Just do the 18 podcast.
18 podcast?
Why? The 18 podcast.
Why is it the...
Why is it the 18 podcast?
Because the 18 podcast.
Because there's 18 clans in the Hmong culture, bro.
Just put that rival podcast. What? Because
there's 18 clans in the Hmong culture.
I thought there was 13.
Oh, I don't know. Gui Sang, dog.
Oh, that's right. Gui Sang. That's right. All right. This podcast is called...
The 18 podcast.
All right. So this is your very first podcast, Nushua Yang. All right. So I want you to introduce yourself. Go.
Oh, hey, guys. My name's Nushua. Very Hmong name. Your boy's from Minnesota and Wisconsin. I go back and forth. So whichever one you care to call me. And I'm 21 years old. That's as much as I gotta tell.
Well, what's the dream, Nushua?
The dream?
Yeah, it's too good.
Be a billionaire and just go do it. Kick it.
And how do you expect to become a billionaire?
I mean, it's an unrealistic dream, but winning the lottery, I guess.
Do you know the chances of winning the lottery is?
What?
Do you know what are the chances of you hitting the lottery?
Never.
Nah, somebody explain to him.
Never.
What are the chances of you hitting the lottery?
Never.
I think it was like, what? You would get struck by lightning.
You
have a higher chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the lottery. Did you know that?
Yeah, so I'll never win the lottery, but I have a chance of getting struck by lightning.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so exactly I'll never what it is.
You've been listening to the 18 podcast.
Yo, is that like an ad? that's a in mid podcast sponsorship.
Yeah. See? Oh shit!
Still lit.
All right, go ahead. You next. Go ahead. Ask him some questions.
I don't even know what to ask. Oh,
so what?
So go ahead, keep talking.
All right. Well, I mean, if we're gonna talk about a topic, you know, like I was discussing earlier, you know, that guy and those two kids that posted his front lawn. You know what I mean? I mean.
Like, what was your first initial thought that ran through your head when you read about this article or whatever you watched?
I mean,
we're going to skip to the important part of the podcast, all right? So, Jake Paul versus Tyrone Woodley. Right, so this fight happened a few days ago, right? And Tyrone Woodley lost to decision. How do you feel about that, Tyrone Woodley? He's a guest right here today, so here you go.
Hey.
All right, thanks for that, Tyrone Woodley. All right, we're going to do the next important side.
You had to use the whole deep voice and shit. All right, man. I saw a little bit of Vietnamese there. All right,
man. Tyrone Woodley, 185 pounds. He's an MMA fighter, and they got him fighting an influencer. How do you feel about that?
<That's> so lame.
Was that your actual answer to that?
Hell yeah, dude. Think about it. It's like they just came up out of nowhere, right? I mean, and it's just like, it looks like they're assholes, but I'm not one to judge because I never met dude.
You know what an asshole looks like.
Acts like. We can say
Have
like
you
that,
seen
right?
your asshole? That's one thing we worry about in life. We've seen other people's assholes, dude, but we've never seen our own with our own eyes.
Speaking of assholes, here's the real question. When you take a shit, bro, do you look at the toilet paper when you wipe? Or do you just, oh yeah, I know I'm good.
I look and I smell.
Nah, you taste test.
Dude, no, bro. Seriously, though, no, dude. I have to look at my shit, bro. I don't know how people just fucking wipe and just flush.
All right, so.
And assume they have a clean booty hole.
All right. So,
bro, that's just dirty as fuck.
So you saying that shit? How many times do you actually wipe in one sitting?
How many times do I have to wipe until it's clean?
Yeah.
Until it's clean.
There ain't no time. Right. Your asshole's never clean once it's fresh.
like, do you keep wiping until you see a little streak and you stop?
What? A little streak? No, that means it's still dirty. That means you're still going.
So, all right. So, let's say if you wipe, right? You wipe and it's clean, all right?
Yeah,
there's
nothing
on there. Do you save the toilet paper for later or you throw it away?
Why would you? Wait, what? You would save the toilet paper.
I don't fucking know because there's no ass on there.
Wait,
So, if you wipe your ass, right?
Yeah.
And there's no streak or no shit on there, but it still looks like good toilet paper for you to save later. Alright.
Wait, you're talking about the ass already wiped?
Would you lick it?
Or are we talking about, like, the roll?
We're talking about the roll that you use.
Dude,
like, let's say you wipe your ass, right? Now you look at it, because you said you look at that shit.
Who doesn't? Like, who just walks away with an assumed clean booty hole?
Don't know. I mean, this is... We're only interviewing one person so far.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, maybe three, four people. But anyway, so... What do you... All right. So moving forward, okay?
Yeah.
Moving forward. We're going to talk about cheap shit, all right?
All right, cheap shit.
All right. So what do you think about people that are cheap?
Dude, honestly, I think it's really... good to be cheap. Like, I don't know why people see it as a bad thing.
Are we talking about couponers or the guys that ask for a discount?
Couponers. I would assume couponers.
Like, do you hate couponers?
No. I think... Well, I mean, shit, when I was working as a cashier, fuck yeah, but like... No, man, like, if you're couponing, that's good, you know what I mean? It's a good thing. I don't know why people see it as a bad thing. Right? Like, what is there to hate about... If you're couponing, what is there to hate about it besides you saving money? I mean, like, you're saving money, right? So... What is there to complain about?
That they take so fucking long at the line.
Sound like a
at the register.
Sound like a U problem.
Nah, dude. But when I was working at Target as a fucking cashier with those coupons, like, it's like, they're not gonna get a shitload of the stuff on the fucking book. Like, they only use bits and pieces of it. So, you know, receiving coupon customers, it's high. You know what I mean? And it's like, you gotta put yourself in their perspective. Like, bro, they're saving money, so why wouldn't you coupon? I mean, I don't coupon. So, I can't say.
Do you know anybody that coupons?
Yeah, my mom used to.
Your mom used to coupon.
Yeah.
Do you remember what her best coupon was?
Definitely the toilet paper coupon, bro.
What the fuck?
Dude, hell yeah. And like, laundry stuff too? Never ran out.
Like, in total, let's say, I mean, how many products did she get?
Shit,
and what if she had to pay for them at the end?
No, dude, I don't know. I never went shopping with her for this.
I've seen on some videos, it's like $1,000, like, less than $100.
Dude, but, if you're being cheap, like, think about it. You have to put yourself in, like, that car dealership position, right? Like, you're not going to buy a car just because, you know, they won't give you your offer. Like, you're going to put them in that position to save you as much money as possible, right? Because that makes sense. Because you can just be like, oh, yeah, hey, I want this car. And they're like, oh, no, sorry, we can't go lower than that. I have to talk to my manager. And he's like, all right, cool, fuck it. I'll go to another dealership. They'll give me the price that I want.
Wait, come back here.
And then that's when they're like, okay, wait, maybe we can work something out. See? So you got the price that you wanted. So being cheap is not all bad.
Probably not the price you wanted, but maybe
something relatively close.
Cheaper than the listing price.
So you're that kind of cheap person. You ask for discounts.
So
I don't ask for discounts.
They're
giving it to
you. How about cheap people who reuse toilet paper?
That's fucking disgusting. You would reuse your ass wipe toilet paper?
I mean, some people use rags. They wipe it and then they wash it.
Dude, at that point, you might as well hop in the shower and wash your fucking ass.
But then you're using water.
For the bidet.
And right? That's I don't know, man.
Yeah, your water bill is going to go up.
Shit, you been hop your ass in that shower because I ain't talking to you. Let's have some clean, boy. I said it. Now go see where you sat. I ain't going nowhere near that shit.
Well, I've been like, jeez, I remember when I was a cashier at Walgreens. Like for some reason, monk people just walk up to me and expect me to give me my discount to them.
Fuck that.
And it's like, Ben Moan's like, nah, fuck that shit.
I don't
know who the fuck you are. You use that shit against me. Like, fuck nah.
Brotherhood.
Yeah, no. That's what they say. Dude, it's like, come on, let's be real. If it's one of your guys or family members, you're like, oh yeah, I got you. But to a random ass person, Moan or not, you're not gonna, like, come on. You're not gonna, like, go over. Or, no, that's not what I'm trying to say. Go. Throw your priorities aside and do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's stupid. And I don't know why people feel obligated as Hmong people to help each other.
We're gonna talk.
You know what I mean? Like,
we're gonna watch Hunter Hunter.
Like,
watch the shit. Okay.
So, anyways, alright, moving on.
Right? But what I'm saying is makes sense, right? Like,
yeah, no.
Why do you feel obligated because we're both Hmong and that you expect me to give you the best deals
possible? Well, probably because they're. Because you're Hmong, that's why they would think. Like, me personally, if I don't know you, I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are. Why would I give it to you?
Exactly.
You know, every morning, motherfuckers would stake outside the store just to run in and buy all the newspaper.
Just because
they have coupons on there. And then they would get mad when I tell them, oh, it's a limit of one only. They drop it, and then they just all take off. To a different state.
Well, shit, bitch, you want to save money or not? What the fuck is your problem? Shit, that's a free ass coupon, bitch. Limited time or not, that's still a fucking coupon.
Yeah. Anyways. Alright, Long, what's your favorite anime?
My favorite anime? One Piece. Easy.
Trash.
Why do you think?
Fucking trash. Fucking trash.
Well, anyways, why is it the best anime?
Because it's not.
Because I said so.
Give me valid reasons.
The reason why it's my favorite anime is because it's
Or why is it
anime.
The best?
I never said it was the best. I just said it was my favorite.
No, there's no solid evidence. No.
But Luffy will whoop Naruto. All
right, come on.
Felt a little bias right
Naruto
there.
Naruto is like the best anime right now.
Hey, all right. Naruto's finished, right? You know why he's finished? He's so finished, they made a show about it. So.
Dude.
And then they get back. And his son is dead now. So, yeah.
Wait, what? You spoiled it for people.
Sorry. Yeah, he dead. He D-E-D. Dead.
D-E-D. Long is definitely one of those people that spell love L-U-V, bro.
Hell no. I put a heart.
He throws in my RAR XD.
I put greater than 3.
Well, I heard that Naruto has better music than One Piece.
It does.
I ain't going to argue that.
Oh, wow. No argument there.
So he's leaning towards the Naruto side. No.
Just musical wise. Alright. Just musical
wise. One Piece
was
his favorite anime. One Piece would have been over the Naruto.
Hey,
music.
If you want happy, cheery music, you go to One Piece. If you want sad, depressed, on about people being dead, you go to Naruto.
What?
Remember Sadness and Sorrow? That ain't a happy song from Naruto.
That was a badass song.
That's just a banger.
What the fuck does One Piece have?
Nothing
that shit.
I think Naruto.
Sadness and Sorrow changed the game for anime industry. It really did.
A lot of people are asking, when is One Piece gonna end?
It's actually in its like climax right now.
Yeah, it's climax right now. So you're saying that Luffy will not discover another powerful thing or so? This is his climax.
This is the climax of the anime.
Oh, this is the climax of anime.
It's not done yet.
This should hit me with a right hook, bro.
There's another climax after that.
Another climax.
Fucking Big Joe.
A little One Piece. Everything's a climax.
Shit. You remember when you were fighting Big Joe? Dude, I recorded the whole thing.
Dude, I couldn't wipe my ass. Go back to asshole. Still made the effort to make sure that's what the paper was.
No, let me tell you what right now. Airboxing is so much fucking harder. No. Because you're swinging in fucking air with your force all the way through. All right? It's not making contact with anything.
I'm kind of hungry.
Hold up.
What's your favorite food?
Spaghetti.
I don't even know. Oh, crawfish.
Nusha, what's your favorite food?
It's Definitely gotta be kapong, bro.
That's kapong?
All, that's all day, every day.
Hey, yo.
I thought you liked kapong, long.
I love kapong.
Kapong's love shit. Kapong.
You go down on University of the chain hang, they make a mean kapong.
Hey, I can't fuck with the kapong that has that red broth. It's gotta be the clear broth. That's what makes it.
You betrayed us, kapong.
Dude, nah. Clear kapong, clear broth kapong is so much better.
I think it really depends.
That's literally called
fake kapong. I do like that chain hang kapong. It's just bomb.
That red sauce,
it's fire.
I don't know.
But man, I think honestly, kapong is not my favorite.
Broth, like I can only do broth. Okay.
You can only do broth.
Like
kapong right? Broth with rice.
That's light on the other side, flashing it through to yours.
That's too much.
Is that too much?
I was like, yo, that don't know.
Wait, what's going on?
I looked at her and I was like, bro, what's behind that door?
What door?
You don't see the door?
I don't see no door.
All right, we're inside the room. It's dark, all right? That's outside a double door and the light's flashing through.
Where's the double door?
No,
the
electricity you pole. Like we're in the room.
Yeah, we're in the room. The light's flashing in. So it looks like the light's shadow. Look at the electricity pole.
I don't know. I see that.
You're looking at it too hard.
I see.
Blur your eyes a little bit. No. You gotta blur your eyes.
You gotta go cheek mode.
Wait, the real question is why is it growing wider?
I don't know about you, but that electricity pole looks like two eyes and an open mouth going ah.
I don't see it. Bro, that looks like.
Oh,
wait,
dude,
wait. No, hold on.
It's a tiny stick man with two eyes. See the two eyes on top? He's looking down that way.
Opening his mouth. Ah.
Dude, that shit look like Sudo Wudo, dog.
Sudo Wudo.
That's just Sudo Wudo, bro. Look, think about it. Look, he got the tree, right? And you look at the thing that's like this. That's his arm, bro. He's about to swing, dog. He's about to hit it with that right hook.
That's his hand.
Maybe every time we do a podcast, we just gotta like smoke. It'll just make everything much more interesting. This is the very first episode, anyways.
All right, because we're pouring down, we're gonna end it here.
Yeah. Well,
subscribe to my channel.
now we gotta talk about that. Now we gotta talk about that. We're not ending here now. Long, are you a hacker or are you not?
Yeah, he's a fucking hacker.
What?
Are you a hacker or are you not, Nushua?
Clean.
Lies. Everyone knows that you're lies. We know this guy here
calls
a liar.
No, you know what? You know why I had hacks? It's because Kawhi's logged into my computer and inserted the hack.
You sound like that one girl that got caught cheating on
Twitter. Oh my god, Melissa! What
did she do?
Oh, she got on my computer.
What did she got on my computer? Downloading stuff yourself.
Shit was stupid.
How the fuck you play that shit up? Like, you literally playing with the hacks on, and now you want to hack it.
There's the people that you watch that just blatantly cheat. You know?
Huh?
Like people that just don't care. You just fucking hack. You know? And they don't care. They show people.
Well, then that's just them showing that game needs fucking work.
Do you think hackers ruin the game?
Yes and no.
It only evens the playing ground. I'm that good.
So I would say in multiplayer games, it's terrible to hack. But solo single player games, it's all right.
It's okay.
Well, no.
But you probably want to beat the game first.
If it's a single player game, you're not hacking. You're cheating. If it's a multiplayer game, then you're hacking.
You hack the game.
Technical terms. No. Yeah, you're playing single player, you're basically cheating. That's like you going in to GTA 4 or some shit and spawning in a helicopter in the middle of the street and then taking off.
Remember GTA 5?
Oh my god. Those GTA 5 days? Amazing.
Land the plane.
This is where it all depends on.
I fucking kamikaze that shit by accident. I was like, oh.
I think those are our best moments when we play games and make stuff like that.
We just play.
Like, little known fact, guys, Nusha is a rap god.
No, but don't start.
It's quiet because I'm not.
Y'all should have seen it when we were paranormal rapping. This guy was on fire.
Hey, man, we was just on a different level, dude. We was spitting at that ghost. That ghost started spitting back.
Yep, and we had to, like, ding.
We We had to make like a banana and split, dog. We was getting hunted, bro.
For real, bro.
And then we fucking we found out it was actually a Mexican ghost, right? So his name was like Carlos Hernandez or something.
Nah, remember when we were playing that one?
Yeah, it was in prison.
Huh?
It was in the asylum place, Phasma.
Oh,
yeah. And then fucking we found out, we're like, hey, what's his name again? Oh, it's Carlos something. And then that's when I started spamming my fucking microphone with Mexican music. I mean, like La Bamba, that shit was hitting.
A la de ir a la bamba. La suera y porta de poche. Escuche y pache.
Nah, man. Best Spanish song right now. Señor Wooly.
Alright, can you give us a verse? Go.
Guapo. Soy muy, 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 muy guapo. You know what I mean?
What is that? Seriously how it goes?
Yeah.
I don't like the song already.
Guapo. Soy muy, 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 muy guapo.
You just see this, like, old depressive dude, and it's like, this motherfucker's, like, pimped out and shit with, like, two bitches on his side.
Seriously?
Yeah. And he's just like, soy guapo, muy, muy guapo. I was like, bro, this shit is slammed, dog.
Really?
What the fuck?
You know what that means?
Yeah, it means I'm very handsome. Or I am handsome.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah. It's damn. I handsome. Basically,
what do you think about music nowadays? It seems like everyone's just singing about the same shit every single time.
Pussy.
I mean, there's some unique creations, but you know, speaking of everybody, or how you guys feel about the same music.
This is just talking about money, bitches, and what they got.
Yeah, and all the people are saying that she got the same fucking name, Lil something.
They all start with Lil, right?
Lil.
They started biting Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was
not fucking dude. That's why Eminem's bad. That dude popped off on everybody's name, Lil or some shit.
Wait, is that what he said?
Are they like, he's basically.
I think I smoked by the way.
Yeah, what's be nice? I'm congested as fuck.
Everything's just Lil these days, huh? Lil Mama, Lil Shawty, Lil Dick. I mean, what?
No, Lil Dinky's actual artist.
Yeah, Lil, oh, that's right, he is. He's that white guy.
Yeah. That dude's funny.
He said rap name made out of a dick joke. I was gonna say Lil Dick too. I was like, wait, that's an actual artist though.
That's an artist.
I was like, damn, never mind.
Lil Dinky.
Yeah,
Lil Dinky.
That dude is fucking hilarious, bro.
That dude's a funny ass rapper, dude.
I don't really know what
to do. Have you guys seen his show? He has a show on. Yep.
My name is Dave or whatever.
Yeah, my name is Dave.
My name is Dave. Like, she was white as fuck. That shit was fucking tight ass.
Do you like watching foreign films?
Foreign films? Shit, dude. There's plenty, bro.
You are John China yesterday.
There's plenty of foreign films. Like, definitely day one. Day one for me. Hungry. It's gotta be
can we go in like
Kung Fu
Hustle?
That's up to Kung Fu.
Come here.
Dude, alright, this is definitely my number one go-to joke. I think I've told you guys, but...
Come on, what do you call a fly without wings? A walk.
So fucking dumb. That's like the whitest joke I fucking heard. That shit's so stupid.
It's a bad joke. It's a bad joke.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Damn, my bad, guys. My bad for the white people. Implemented that wrong.
We're not cool enough for them to listen to yet.
This is just in case someone ever finds this file and leaks it.
Yeah. Hold on, let's end this podcast right here. Well, y'all heard it here first. Go ye same wisdom dong channel, no?
He didn't even say dong.
Wisdom
dong.
Yeah. Our 25 million mark is coming up. Now, once again, my name is Kao Ming.
My name's Noosh.
My name is Long.
Babadook.
Wait, my dude Asian as fuck with Southern as hell.
Babadook. Alright, boys. Peace out.